Blog Talk Radio.
Circumstance says,
it's already getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. We have another exciting topic to talk about today. And before we start, oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do with this broadcast. We thank you for those that will hear it, not only this morning, that will maybe hear it later on in the archive. We thank you for the word of God today. Let it go before like never before. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, today we're talking about the Lord provides for his children. And I know you all know that God is a provider. He will provide everything that we need on this side. And isn't that good news? I mean, very good news, that God is our provider. And when you think about it, what all he provides for you daily, you can't help but praise him and give him glory. You know, today God will provide for his children what they need. No matter what you need today, God will provide it for you. Just have faith, obedience, believe on the promises, and he surely will provide what you need. God would in fact provide another lamb, just as he did in the word of God, just as Abraham had promised to Isaac that God would provide a ram and the lamb. You know, God provided an animal for the sacrifice. In Isaiah's place, he provided a ram, in keeping with God's provision. You know, Abraham named the place Jehovah Jireh, meaning the Lord sees and thus provide. What about you and I? God will provide for his children. No matter what you're seeking today, no matter what you need today, God is your provider. God tests us to prove our faith. You know, our faith trusts God to provide, even when we cannot see how he will provide. I know a lot of you probably listening to this broadcast right now and say, well, Overseer, you just don't understand. Yes, I do. Yes, I really do understand. You don't know when it's going to come, how it's going to come. You know you need it. You felt you needed it last week, and he show up today. And you say, well, I needed it last week, but it's right on time. He is the provider. He knows exactly when, where, and how to provide what his children need. You know, the concept of sacrifice is not unique to biblical religion. You know, some forms of sacrifice is part of virtually all religion, both past and present. You know, sacrifice may involve the offering of animals or game. You know, even pilgrims to sacred sites or other works may be seen as form of sacrifice. But when you think about it, Christians are also called upon to make spiritual sacrifice. You know, you want God to do everything. Well, what are you doing? Think about that. But Christians is unique in that God has made one final sacrifice on our behalf of Jesus Christ. When you think about that being provided, God is our provider. He's opening up doors. He's doing everything for provision for each and every one of us. And when you just say, God, I thank you. You know, God also provides what is needed. Perhaps God would, in fact, provide another lamb, as I was saying earlier, but he will provide exactly what you need and when you need it. You know, just as Abraham had promised Isaac, God provided an animal. If he did it for Isaac and Abraham, surely he's going to do it for you. You know, and as I've thought about it, God provide. No matter what you asking for, what you're going through right now, those that are listening, God already know what you need. He know the right time to come up. Are you being obedient? Are you following God's commandment? Are you obeying the promises and doing the promises of God to be approved for being provided for? You know, faith trusts God to provide even when we cannot see how. He will provide. No matter what the situation look like today in your life, He is the provider. You know, all around the world, people have asked themselves this tough question. Sometimes in their life, why is all this happening to me? You know, and it doesn't seem fair. But the harsh truth is that it is often through times of difficulty and painful testing that we discover the power of a loving God who has never deserted us, who has always been there so close by us. There are millions of people in the world who still have not experienced the love of a God who provides and care for them in so much. He provided for you this morning when you woke up. He put breath in your body. He started you on your way. He provided that food that's on your table. He provided that job that you have. He provided that car that you are driving. He provided the gas that you have in the car. When you think about how good God is and the provider for providing for His children, He will not leave His children alone. He has never forsaken you nor left you. When you think about how good your God, your Father, Yahweh, Jireh, your provider, Yahweh, you know, the Lord provide is therefore not just a pity statement, but a powerful declaration of the love of God who has His children on His mind at all time. God, you know, we might forget somebody, but God have us on His mind all the time. He know what we need. He know when we come to Him and ask Him to provide our need, whether your rent need to be paid, you don't have the money, whether your water bill, your light bill. I'm just giving you some example. When you look around and you say, it was nobody but God that provided. Your car is in the shop. You don't know where the money's coming from. But He already know the need before it happened. You didn't know, but He already know the need. He had already provided that need. You may not see it right now, but just keep trusting in Him. Just keep believing in Him, and you're going to see the things that God has for you. You know, there's a message we must carry to the whole world. It is made so that plain and manifest through Christ Jesus, that we are compelled to let the world know that our God has provided for them too. Not just for He providing every day for everyone. You know, God gave us His beloved Son, His only Son, simply because He loved us so. That lets you know He provided that His Son for us. He died on the cross for our sins. When you think about it, just look how much God has provided you today. You know, God provides today. Yes, He does. You know, as a father who releases His Son for a dying world, God shows us that He cares for us. He provides for us the greatest provision in history for all mankind. He gave us the gift of Jesus, who paid the penalty for our sin. It is a gift to be received in gratitude. And when you think about the word Jehovah Jireh, you know, it's one of the most beautiful names for God found anywhere in the Bible. And that name is Jehovah Jireh. It means that the Lord provides. However, even many believers have never experienced this God in their life. It's time for men and women, boys and girls, to start experiencing God for themselves on a personal note. Have that relationship with God and know what God say He gonna do, He's gonna do it. You know, many take a very shallow view of God and think that somehow He has to provide everything that they want. You know, the rub when God is asked for things and those things never come. You know, this will help clear up the true meaning of Jehovah Jireh. You know, the account of God's strange request of Abraham comes in the broader narration of God's great covenant with him. You know, when I went over to Genesis 22, the readers find that Abraham, perhaps as much as 50 years after God had first called him and 25 years after God had given him his son, Isaac. At this point, God called Abraham to do a most unusual thing. And when you think about that, the test was given. God's provision always carried a price tag. Will the power person trust God or put his or her trust in God's gift? Think about that for a few moments. You know, in the last minute, Abraham was stopped by the angel of the Lord. The Lord himself and a substitute ram was offered. The words from heaven are gripping. Now I know that thou feared God. You'll find that in Genesis 22 and 12. It was at this point that God named Jehovah Jireh was introduced. It was only after Abraham was willing to go up his dearest possession, give it up, that he met the God who provided. You know, you have to do some things. You want mother and father, sister and brother, auntie, uncle, grandmother, grandfather to give you everything. But what are you doing? Are you doing anything to earn this, to be provided with this here? Think about it. You know, God is a good God. And we thank him for being our provider. You know, it is not hard to see all of this, a picture, a type of Jesus Christ on the cross. God the Father gave his dearest possession in sacrificing Jesus Christ. The Son was willing to be the sacrificial for the world. However, the event on Calvary had one way and one key ingredients. That is a difference. The Son died on the cross. It was only through his death that God provided his gift of salvation for the world. My, we're talking about God, the Lord provides for his children. And we know that God is a provider. We know. Nobody can tell us nothing different that we know he is our provider. And when you read over in the Word of God that, you know, a question comes when we attempt to discern where to draw the line between needs and wants. God's going to give you what you need and will grant you some of your wants, but he's going to bless you with your need, because there's a lot of stuff we call in God for that we want. That it's not a need where he will provide for us. And you know, when you think about it, does a child need food, clothing, and emotional support? Yes. Both definitely. But when you think about that, that same child need the latter design, don't need the designer labor jacket and the shoes or late model sport car. The day they turn 16 or 18. But when we speak of the provisions of God, we must be careful to similarly differences between our need and our wants. While we are often confused by the different gods, it's not. We must trust God both to identify our needs and to meet them by the glorious Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When you think about the provider, my, I know you can write a book right now, all of you all that's listening or will listen, on provided and said, if it had not been for God on my side, where would I be? God had provided, just like he did for Isaac and Abraham. He provided that lamb, that ram, that they were going to need. And we give God praise for it this morning. And at this time, I will play us some music.
To help me along. Now I'm knowing, and it's